Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Remy Kalu. He is the owner of Dockside.ai. How are you, Remy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. What an absolute pleasure to have you here. You have been on our airwaves before, but you haven't been on my show. So now it's my turn to put you in the line of fire, as it were.
Exactly. I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
Well, you know what? It's funny because we managed to get caught up in person because, of course, you know, this past 2 years for everybody, nobody's been in person anything. But we caught up at the Palma Yacht Show. And had a bit of a conversation. Now, your business is based out of the Netherlands, correct?
Correct, totally correct, yeah. I mean, we are headquartered in the Netherlands, correct.
And what is it exactly that you do?
Basically, a few years ago, I started, we started as a yachting agency, shore support and support services, and basically everything which is happening on land. When a yacht comes in, we help with the nitty gritty of with the captain of the yacht itself, from provisioning, bunkering, till the technical stuff, technical sides of it. And in the past 2 years, 4 years, we've been grown tremendously. And from there, we started chartering. And just recently, we also opened our training center in Rotterdam, which is also in the Netherlands. And from there, basically, we've grown also. We were looking already a few months or a few years ago, or we got thinking about yacht management and refit. And basically, that was the reason why I was at the Palma Boat Show, to look after what we can do in Palma and how we can start our business in Palma. Although that was not crystal clear at that point.
And well, I have to tell the people out there, ironically, I'm not sure, was it the 3rd or the 4th that you were there? I think it was the 4th of June, correct?
Yeah.
And we were sitting down and we were having a bit of a chat. And I said to you, now, why don't you open up in Palma? And you looked at me adamantly and said, no, I couldn't do that. Now, ironically enough, that's exactly what you're doing. Now, tell me the process that came about in order to get you to make that decision.
Honestly speaking, one of my clients basically called me up a few weeks ago, before the Palma Boat Show, basically. And he was like, oh, Remy, you have all these contacts, you do everything in the Netherlands. Can you help us out? We might be looking for a refit. So I'm like, okay, cool. I can help out. I mean, I still have my contacts and we do loads in the Netherlands. But he was like, I'm looking at this only actually in the mainland or in Spain itself. So we were like, okay, cool. But at that point, I was looking at LinkedIn and I saw you that you were promoting the Balearic boat show, a yacht show. So I'm like, oh, cool. That might be great to attend and see what's happening over there. And the process went straight on. A few days later, somebody sent me again on LinkedIn a message like, are you opening an office in Palma? So I told him like, do you have a crystal ball? I don't know anything about it, but he was already telling me like, you're opening an office in Palma. So I told him like, if I open something, I'll let you know. So it went actually on the day itself. I was at the Palma Boat Show. I met other clients also, and everybody was asking me the same question. I think 4 times in a row in the whole day, everybody's asking me like, are you opening an office or why don't you open an office? And I was at that point really like, oh no, we have actually loads to do. But eventually on the evening with my last glass of champagne, and I was like, oh, this sounds fantastic. Why not?
Well, the champagne usually makes things sound much more fantastic.
The bubbles make always happen.
They do.
So when I came back back to the office in the Netherlands, I spoke to a colleague and also a few of my friends. And basically they returned the question to me. It's like, why wouldn't you open an office in Palma? And I thought, Albert, oh, fantastic, touche, because I cannot give any answer about that. I'm like, why not? And that was basically, I told everybody like, okay, let's go for it. And at that point, I also basically before leaving Palma or Mallorca at the point, Palma de Mallorca, I met a partner, but also he was a good friend and he's also a captain. He told me, like, I asked him, like, hey, are you ready to be one of my partners or he also one of my colleagues in Palma? And he was truly straight away, he's like, more than happy to help. So that was basically the question and the answer which I was looking, I think, for. I was like, okay, at least when I don't have to travel each and every morning from Amsterdam to Palma or the other around, enough, if I'm not there, somebody can take actually also of the business. And those basically, those two questions, which actually ease up, that's why we decided we're going to open the office at Palma or Palma de Mallorca.
And this was only 3 weeks ago, really. And
yeah,
it's done. I mean, you are opening your office on the 1st of July.
Correct. Basically, from there on, I discussed everything internally, lawyers and everything. And I mean, from there, we got really great response. Really, we got tremendous response for everybody, and everybody in that respect applauded and also saying, good luck for you, go for it. And that gives, in a way, wings to go on. And more than happy to that everybody gave me that warmth and feeling like, okay, you're on the right track to opening the office.
Well, it's really exciting. You know, for me, I just can't fathom that you've literally set up an entire business with an actual shop front and everything in 3 weeks. That's a lot of work, and kudos to you for getting it done so fast. Obviously you're a man who makes the decision, and then once that decision is made, you put everything in to make sure it happens.
True. I also have to thank also, I have a back office, lawyers and everybody who's in my vicinity and colleagues which I'm working together with, and everybody's supporting me, and everybody knows, we can make it happen. Everybody gave me also the opportunity to go for it. Honestly speaking, the advice, the good advice, like, hey, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? And at a certain point doing business, I think that's the best advice you can get. Someone that giving you the positive vibe, but also the advice like, hey, you're not the right track if you do this at this or something else that will happen and will make it happen. And that gives me the wings basically also. On the other side is also having done everything in the Netherlands. We started actually in the Netherlands also from scratch. And the Netherlands or in Amsterdam, in that respect, nobody knew at that point what a yachting agency was. And now from there, it gives me also the pleasure to start and to grow and also make it happen and put in one respect, the yachting business in Europe or in that respect, north of Europe, also stable there and showing that everybody like, hey, we're doing what we can and can helping our clients. And giving also our clients that we're doing the great job for them and that we respect who our clients are, but also our crew members that work for the clients and we help them out and make sure that everything is in top order and the best of class and services.
So let me ask you, will all the services that you offer in your first setup, will all those services be offered in Palma de Mallorca as well?
We kind of shift a few things because some things is like we have already loads are already in Palma, but we're doing actually a few things we're taking out. For instance, we don't take the brokerage side of it, the division brokerage to Palma, because we're already doing that in the Netherlands, and it doesn't make any sense to take actually the whole division, put also division in Palma, because we're like, why we can in that respect. Globally, it's very easy to commute from or to fly from Amsterdam or the Netherlands back to Palma. That's easier, right? But the rest, like the training center, the training facilities, we do have actually the best notch training facilities in the Rotterdam and the simulations also. So that will be staying in the Netherlands. But people, crew members which want to train, we always can help out in the Netherlands, which we're still already doing it. So that is basically not a huge problem at all. So those are the two things which are remaining in the Netherlands, I would say, and the rest will be going to the to Palma de Mallorca, which means the charter side, shore support services. We're also going in that respect, yacht management, refit, and crew placement. So those five are going straight away to Palma de Mallorca.
Well, it sounds really exciting. And are you going to have some big splash out to announce, you know, in a while to announce that you're opening or a grand opening of any sort?
Honestly speaking, that's in the planning. But I mean, as you guys know, at the present moment, the yachting is picking up, yeah, especially in the Mediterranean. So honestly, we're starting on the big opening is on the 1st of July, but in the few last week and this week, we're already busy with charters. So which is consuming lots of our time already. So we are at the present moment are like, okay, we have to give up a huge party or a huge opening or grand opening, whatever, something like that. But at the present moment, we already consume with, yeah, delivering services and delivering to our clients already. So it will be in the near future, it will be coming up, but we have like start the 1st of July that everybody knows we already established in Palma de Mallorca. And from there, we'll be growing on and looking forward to our party and the grand.
Perhaps the end of the season would be a better time, to be honest.
Exactly.
It's very busy right now. You know what? It's great to see, though, because the U.S. had a stellar year last year, you know, hands down, an absolute stellar year. But the Mediterranean didn't. They did okay, but they didn't do quite, not nearly as well as the U.S. So it is really nice to see the Mediterranean really having a season this year and really starting to kick off, yeah, you know, right from the yacht show that we both attended, you know, till now. I mean, it's we're seeing better things coming, and that's exciting.
Exactly. I mean, that's the excitement. I mean, sure. I mean, in the Netherlands, also in Europe, north of Europe, everybody was in the lockdown, so hardly anything happens.
Yeah.
And it's great that the whole vibe is coming up, and you see that everybody's really kind of not walking, already running to get everything done. And I mean, this is actually a huge boost to keep on going, though.
Well, Remy, I have to say a massive congratulations. And who knew that that little conversation we had in, I forget even whose booth was it? We were in somebody else's booth.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically, they were actually also my client, the Captain Ben, and actually also the crew member, it was Miranda. And actually last year ago, because as a yachting agency, we have also service in the Netherlands, helping also crew members with visas. And I helped her also out with her visa coming back from Jakarta back to Europe to start actually as her new role as the chief too. So, and she invited me, and she started to give me, pouring me all the champagne and like, here, keep on drinking. And there's, and I was speaking to her, and she was like, oh yeah, you are really opposite of the booth. So come and you can meet us. So, okay, why not? Great. And thank you for that, though.
Well, that, you know what, it was wonderful to chat and to think, you know, that was a month, not even a month ago, that we had that conversation, and you said, no, not opening up in Palma de Mallorca. And here we are having this conversation today, and your grand opening is in 3 days. So congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, appreciate it. And again, it's very exciting. I mean, again, the whole fight is going on, and I cannot wait to go more on Mallorca and having everything done over there.
Well, we'll see you more often in Mallorca, I can imagine then.
Exactly. I will do. Fantastic.
Once again, this has been Remy Kalu from Dockside.ai. We will provide all of his information below this interview when it airs. I do encourage you to get a hold of them if there is anything that you need as far as yachting, brokerage, crew training, you name it, refits, repairs, everything, basically. Dockside does it for you and their teams. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again for the next episode.